You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration, and they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon, so it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point, and also it's protecting the craft and facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with a secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon a month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
Eight brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this, if they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up, you'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national security, and they will.
But I was standing behind an alien in a spacecraft, just a small one. Could I ask you a question? And he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a really long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh, yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube, but not necessarily just the six sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It was scary in a way. I mean, you don't really know, okay, is this evil? Is this good? What is this? What do I do with this? How do I deal with it? I was on the phone. Oh, my God, what's happening? And I was landed. and landed about 40 miles away in a ditch outside of a Baptist church in a little tiny town just where you cross over the border. And it was an incredibly frightening moment.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
So what Grush has told me, this is what blew my mind, and what he said that happened with Trump, he said that the Nordic aliens are like a few hundred years more advanced than we are. But the Nordic people somewhat resemble humans, and they have been experimenting with crossbreeding with humans. And he says some of them, that there are aliens that are crossbreeds living in the world.
I mean, I had someone come and brief me who was in a military uniform, worked for the United States Army, that was briefing me on the locations of hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create some hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication. An actual uniformed member of the United States Army briefed me on that.
The fallen include MIT plasma physicist Nuno Lorero, gunned down while on the cusp of limitless clean fusion power, Caltech astrophysicist Carl Grillmer, shot dead on his front porch after work, hinting at exoplanet life detection that overlapped with UAP sensor tech, Novartis chemical biologist Jason Thomas, found dead near a lake with DOD contracts, retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland, a Podesta emailed UFO insider with knowledge of crash retrievals and directed energy systems, who vanished on a New Mexico hike.
My name is Susan Wilkerson. My husband is missing.
Okay.
It's been about 3 hours, and I have some indication that he must have planned not to be found. He's left his phone. He changed his clothes into I don't know what. I think he's on foot. All of our cars and bicycles are in the garage.
General McCasland's disappearance, what do you make of it?
Well, it's suspect, of course. I know a lot of folks are pointing at the UFO things because him being at Wright-Patterson over some top secret stuff is involved in some of the nuclear stuff, too. I know his wife said he didn't have anything to do with any UFO research, but generally those folks don't talk about it when they do that. They're at a pretty high level of security.
Melissa Casillas, who was believed to have security clearance for sensitive information at Los Alamos, vanished without a trace. Monica Reza and another unnamed associate who disappeared under eerily similar circumstances. NASA scientist Frank Maywald, the cause of death has never been made public, and officials confirmed that an autopsy was never performed. Maywald had been a prominent researcher at the space agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory since 1999 and worked on multiple projects tied to advanced satellite technology that could scan Earth and other planets. And Anthony Chavez, a former employee at Los Alamos until his retirement in 2017, vanished without a trace on May 4th, 2025, just 7 weeks before a key assistant at the same lab disappeared, bringing the total number of unexplained incidents to at least 8 since July 2024. As Congressman Tim Burchett and independent voices raise alarms over this body count, merely ask yourself, who profits from keeping humanity chained to oil barons and petroleum pipelines while the stars beckon with free energy from the vacuum itself? The pattern is too precise, the timing is too convenient, and the stakes? The deep state doesn't just hide the truth, it makes it disappear. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
I know you're the big help.
fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, You're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices. And India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Welcome to the show, guys. Sorry it took a little bit longer than normal to get started. I'm Rex Jones, the host of The American Journal. Really excited to be here with you during your morning, whatever you're doing, drinking your coffee, walking your dog, going to the gym, going to work. I'm here to round out the news for you and to talk about real things with real people. So we're going to be taking calls here in the third hour, And hopefully I'll be having guests on as well. Really looking forward to that. But I want to go ahead and get into what's been going on. So we were told to be white-pilled, and I attempted to do the white pill, as I always do, and I'm going to attempt to do that here as well. And there is some positive stuff coming out this morning that you are going to want to hear about. But the topic of the day, the topic of yesterday as well, were the attacks, the ongoing attacks on Lebanon. So the peace deal or the peace talks between America and Iran do not include Israel at the current moment. I just saw a statement from the Pakistanis saying that they're going to include this in the talks when they're upcoming, the ones that are about to happen, and they hope to resolve the Lebanon situation. But we're going to have to see how that plays out. I want to go ahead and go to this article here. Iran demands crypto fees for ships passing Hormuz during ceasefire. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you right now. Iran will demand that shipping companies pay tolls in cryptocurrencies for oil tankers passing through the Strait of Hormuz as it seeks to retain control over passage through the key waterway during the two-week ceasefire. Hamid Hosseini, a spokesperson for Iran's Oil, Gas, and Petrochemical Products Exporters Union, told the FT on Wednesday that Iran wanted to collect tolling fees from any tanker passing and to assess each ship. They go on to say that we need to monitor it, make sure they're not user transferring weapons. Things can pass through, but the procedure will take time for each vessel, and Iran is not in a rush. Decisions on the conditions for passing the strait are taken by Iran's Supreme National Security Council. Hosseini's remarks suggest Iran will require any tankers to use the northerly route close to its coastline, raising questions on whether the Western or Gulf state-linked vessels will be willing to risk the transit. So they say, here's what they're saying. They're saying the fee is $1 per barrel of oil. They're saying just pay us this fee. We're going to be like Egypt. We're going to be like Panama to use the Suez, to use the Panama Canal. You have to pay them a fee. You're going to have to pay us a fee as well. Of course, we're outraged by this because we want them to be broke and destitute. And that's how you can tell also that we've really lost the war as well, the lifting of the sanctions and all that, just even being a part of the talks. Like, we've been fighting these people, at least economically, and this is where there is some truth to when Trump says, we've been fighting them for 47 years. It is kind of true because we've been waging economic warfare on these people for basically half of an entire century. But what they want to do, not only do they want to charge this fee on boats going through, they want to charge it in crypto. I'm going to go ahead and read this part of the article. Once the email arrives and Iran completes its assessment, vessels are given a few seconds to pay in Bitcoin. Oh, isn't that interesting? Ensuring they can't be traced or confiscated due to sanctions, Hosseini added. Tankers in the Gulf on Wednesday received a radio broadcast that warned they'd be targeted with military strikes unless they first gained approval from the Iranian authorities. If any vessels try to transit without permission, they will be destroyed. That's what it says. And you can look at the evidence, you can look at the tankers that were already blown up, look at infrastructure targeted, all of it. They're telling the truth about that. So when we claim total military victory, when we claim all the objectives have been achieved, I thought opening the strait was one of those objectives. And you saw all these people come out like lemmings yesterday and the day before, trash my dad, trash everyone for real and conservative, and just like talk radio, talk show, like real media, just anybody that does an actual broadcast program where they talk about real issues and they analyze this and realize just on its face, it's evil and retarded and wrong. Now, all the people had to be attacked because, you know, Trump figured out the magic peace deal and the war was worth it because of it. Everything that's going to go down in the peace deal or the ceasefire deal, God willing, we really want this to happen. Okay, like everybody's praying for this to work out. Everything in that peace deal is stuff that Iran wanted. Okay, it's not American demands. They're going to enrich uranium. They're going to tax the Strait of Hormuz. They're not going to have regime change. They're going to have the mullahs in there. They're going to remain in power. Like every single goal of this war has been a complete and abject failure, with the exception of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. Now, they've lost a lot of people. They've lost a lot of tanks. They've lost a lot of credibility around the world. I mean, it's just evil terrorism. You know, like they're moving in, there's literally Nazi stuff. Like, you want to talk about the Nazis, and this is just another whole matter entirely. Like, these people, like, we just got to call them what they are. I know that's overused. And when I call someone a Nazi, you might say, like, ah, the left. I'm not being a leftist, okay? Like, they're literally Waffen SS, going and like conquering Poland and like just like killing people everywhere. The Untermenschen, the less superior people or whatever, not the chosen people, are just going to kill them all because they have the right to take their land as part of the project. I'm going to read this Trump tweet, and it's another deranged rant from the president. This is from yesterday. All U.S. ships, aircraft, and military personnel with additional ammunition, weaponry, and anything else that is appropriate and necessary for the lethal prosecution and destruction of an already substantially degraded enemy. Are they substantially degraded? Is that true? I don't think so. Will remain in place and around Iran until such time as a real agreement is reached, until the real agreement reached is fully complied with. If for any reason it is not, which is highly unlikely, then the shooting starts. Bigger and better and stronger than anyone has ever seen before. It was agreed a long time ago. What? And despite all the fake rhetoric to the contrary, no nuclear weapons and the Strait of Hormuz. They never wanted. I just get it off the screen. It's just him talking about conquest, him talking about America is back. They never wanted a nuclear weapon. We're pushing them to make one. That's what all this is about. That's why we killed the Supreme Leader. It's all been a goal to make it so there's an excuse for Israel to nuke them. Okay? And they seem to be not taking the bait. But they have the right to enrich uranium for civilian purposes. And when Witkoff came out and said, oh, we're very close to a deal, 3.5%. Oh, we think it's going to work out. That was all last year. That all got memory hold. Okay, with the 12-day war and all of it, the order came down from Bibi Netanyahu, and it's not even to protect them. It's just as an excuse, all right, to keep them down. He goes, look, they can't enrich any uranium. So that's what this is all about. The underground missile cities are still operational. The underground drone factories are still operational. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. The pool is still closed, as they say. And I'll just let you know right now. This is going to continue on for much longer, and even though we want the ceasefire to go through and want everything to work out, the deal, the peace deal, so-called peace deal, is between us, the Americans, and the Iranians. It doesn't, at the current moment, seem to include the Israelis. I've got a lot more on that and more coming up after this break. Really appreciate you guys. Traffic was hellish this morning. It was a nightmare being in the car, but I'm so happy to be here in the studio for y'all. We'll be right back after this break. I love you all on the American Journal.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, giving them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theyellowshowstore.com for 50% off.